Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves said a tremendous amount of preparatory work is being done to execute the plans and programs of CELAC for the upcoming year. The Prime Minister said several countries are also putting forward suggestions for the upcoming period.
We have had several meetings, which I have been involved on Zoom with counterparts, but very critically, each CELAC country has a national coordinator, and those national coordinators are in touch on an ongoing basis. We have a work plan, which we have disseminated for the year to other members, and we are preparing. We have received also ideas of work plans from several different countries, and they're all being incorporated. We are making arrangements. For instance, there's one country which wants to host a discussion with technology ministers and some heads in relation to the establishment of a CELAC Institute for Science and Technology. Then one country has already agreed to host a CELAC gathering on food security and agriculture. One dealing with the Ministry of Ministers of Foreign Affairs, and also one for Ministers of Health, because there are items on the agenda dealing with all of those.
The Prime Minister said St. Vincent and the Grenadines will also seek to lay the groundwork for the establishment of a permanent headquarters for CELAC.
I want us to push this year for laying the groundwork so that we can have permanent headquarters for CELAC, secretariat now, like how we have one for GARICOM. We have ideas as to how we'd set about that, and it's good that a small country like St. Vincent and the Grenadines is the pro tempore president for CELAC, because what it does, Johnny P, is that we can pursue some things with some larger countries. Ironically, may not have been able to pursue with the same possibility of success, because some of them might have raised suspicion. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? But you can't be suspicious of St. Vincent and the Grenadines about anything, because we don't have any interests other than deepening Latin American and Caribbean unity, and we are friends of all, and we strive for a better world.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's CELAC Report.